To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. For the first time since the start of Hawaii's wildfires, the main Lahaina Road is open, but Maui County Police Chief John Pelletier urges the public.
If you need to get over there, go. If you want to get over there, don't go.
At least 110 people have died. CBS's Jeff Newman is on Maui.
More than a week after Maui's devastating fires, hundreds of Lahaina residents returned home for the first time Wednesday to see what's left.
How is it that my house is still standing?
Amid the destruction, Kalani Ross had a home to return to.
We're so grateful that we're spared and we're doing what we can to help those who aren't so fortunate.
President Biden will travel to Maui on Monday. Residents of Yellowknife, one of the largest cities in Canada's far north, must evacuate by noon Friday as wildfires advance. The county attorney in Marion County, Kansas, says that police should return seized material to a weekly newspaper because there is insufficient evidence to support the police raid on the office of the Marion County Record newspaper. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The paper made it to print Wednesday, despite the staff not having computers, cell phones, and other equipment that was seized. The huge front page headline of the paper's latest edition reads, "Seized but not silenced."
The legal battle over a widely used abortion pill appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has details.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans said it would limit access to mifepristone, saying the FDA overstepped its authority by making it easier for women to get the drug. Access to the pill won't immediately change, but the ruling likely sets up a Supreme Court showdown.
A former campaign aide to New York Congressman George Santos is now facing federal charges. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Embattled first-term Republican Congressman George Santos of New York is facing fraud charges. Now, so too is a campaign fundraiser linked to Santos. An indictment has been handed up against Samuel Mealy of New York. He was raising money for Santos, according to the indictment, and impersonated a staffer for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy while contacting donors. He faces wire fraud charges.
After 3 months of walking the picket line, striking Hollywood writers express optimism about the reopening of contract talks with major studios. Actor Noah Wiley picketed outside Netflix in L.A.
I'm sort of conditioning myself against having too much hope, trying to make myself feel girded for however long it's going to take. But I like that the fact that they're talking.
No details yet on the latest proposal from the major studios and streamers. In a step toward animal-human transplants, New York surgeons say that a pig kidney worked in a brain-dead man's body for over a month. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hey, Jane, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
We
have lots of towers.
Because even the smallest towns have at least 4 bars.
Oh!
Da-da-da!
Rimshot!
It is National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, no.
National Tell a Joke Day today. So throughout today's show, we're going to sprinkle in jokes, and we would love to hear your best joke. So as you are listening today, feel free to text in your favorite dad joke, your favorite pun.
Just keep it clean.
I mean, it can be a little dirty, but, you know.
There's no swears.
No swears. Use your discretion. 844-967-2789. Yes, it is so unfortunate because Greg Bach is not here today.
I know.
To enjoy National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, some of these would give him
with
pain,
us.
I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll bust out some of the jokes I had in my stand-up at one point. And luckily it's radio, so I won't be able to hear no one laugh. But to get to the topic to start today, what responsibility do businesses have when it comes to hosting or not hosting controversial organizations or groups? Is it worth boycotting businesses when they choose to host controversial groups? Is it worth doxing might be a strong word, but, you know, outing them when they choose not, outing people who work for those organizations when they choose not to? Because this is a story from last week, but it's kind of ongoing, that Moms for Liberty, which we have talked about, you know, it's a national group with multiple chapters in Wisconsin. It has been designated a hate group by Southern Poverty Law Center. Some people contend that that is a bad or false categorization. But they were planning multiple events or are planning multiple events to coincide with the RNC debate.
Next week.
And they said their town hall event was canceled, according to them, according to Moms for Liberty, because the fight for parental rights is so controversial. So this has kind of been an ongoing story of where are they going? Where are they not going? But the group had planned a town hall with presidential candidates for 10 a.m. August 23rd. So that's the morning of the debate next week. And there was confusion about where the event was going to be located. And a spokesperson for Moms for Liberty told the Journal Sentinel last week that the event would be at the Italian Community Center.
The ICC.
The ICC, which is owned by Barlotta, the restaurant group.
Right.
And then on Saturday, a spokesperson from Barlotta said there was no event booked for August 23rd at the center and that there will be not be an event for Moms for Liberty at the Italian Community Center. On Monday, Moms for Liberty said the Italian Community Center canceled their event. Now, there's also other events happening confirmed at the Pfister. At one point, people were saying it was going to happen at the St. Kate. Both the Pfister and the St. Kate in Milwaukee, you know, two of the nicest hotels in Milwaukee, both owned by the Marcus Group, which owns
tons of stuff.
Including, you know, like the Marcus Theaters, which you've probably attended. And that one, someone from the Marcus Group has confirmed that it is at the Pfister. It is not the St. Kate. And there's one group that is protesting, which I think is within their right. But there was also a Reddit thread that started saying, since Marcus is okay hosting Moms for Liberty at the Pfister, should you want to choose an alternative hotel, water park, restaurant, or movie theater instead of one owned by Marcus in the future? Their entire lineup is listed on their site. And on the flip side of that, on the other side of that coin, Wisconsin Right Now wrote up about the ICC canceling the event and basically outed the woman who was the president, not outed, but like put her name out there.
Fingered her.
And, you know, Wisconsin Right Now has some followers who may take it into their own hands to
take it further.
Yeah, take it further. But they started retweeting things that this woman, who is the president of the Italian Community Center, has tweeted in the past. Clearly, this woman is anti-Trump-ish. But the question becomes, you know, in these situations when these groups, book places because they believe that they have, you know, they have a right to assemble and everything. What responsibility is it on the companies that have event spaces to say, no,
we don't want you.
We don't want you. And also, but on this, like when they do, because they're a business and that's part of their business model, and it doesn't necessarily mean they support those groups, is it fair to protest and boycott them? 844-967-2789. What do you think? I mean, as much as you can disagree with Moms for Liberty, should they just not be allowed to host their events anywhere because people disagree with them? I don't know. 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
It's really complicated because, again, free enterprise, right? They're privately held companies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to host this group, because you need the money or whatever, this is how you run your business, you should certainly be entitled to do that. At the same time, we have the right to protest peacefully. But all this targeting and all this fingering people and that's scary to me. Because we've already seen over the last 5 years, people who have taken things into their own hands and committed violence.
Yeah.
And that's a very real consideration these days.
So you mean like you're talking about more of Wisconsin Right Now highlighting the president of the ICC?
The ICC, absolutely. I think that's really irresponsible. Look at what happened to those two election workers in Georgia. Their lives were destroyed.
And I mean, and what they're trying to point out is that this woman is clearly biased. But like, isn't that within her right?
And don't we all have bias?
She won't lose her job for turning down an event. Because ultimately, if everything comes back to the bottom line of my job, this is how I'm judged by doing my job. And mostly, if you are in event space, you need to book events and get revenue for hosting those events. And so if ICC has enough demand that she felt like it was within their right to not host that committee, even if she did it for her own political reasons, or because apparently they canceled they originally took the deposit and then they canceled it after the Journal Sentinel article was printed. So maybe they wanted to avoid the protests, which then is, again, in within people's rights to protest. But ultimately, like, where do you draw the line on this stuff? As far as businesses need to make money, and
it's up to their discretion.
Like, but to play the other side of that, like, how extreme does the group need to be? Because, like, I'm not sure the Pfister would be taking a Nazi group.
Proud Boys.
So I don't know. I just think it's local. It's a local issue here, and it's something that I think Milwaukee specifically with the convention next year, how many places are you going to boycott? How many places that are trying to take advantage of the situation of 50,000 people descending upon the city, looking for spaces to host parties, host panels, host all these different like town meetings, town halls. And so like every place that hosts a group that you don't agree with, you're going to boycott?
It's going to be very time consuming.
Yeah.
It is. You better clear your calendar.
And so would love to hear from you as far as where is the line when it comes to the responsibility of businesses to either take all groups, use their discretion, and on the flip side, when they do use their discretion, people wanting to protest and boycott those businesses. 844-967-2789. Because, you know, it's like, are we, for everyone who's still upset about the RNC coming at all, are you just going to, like, never go to the Wisconsin Center again?
Ever? And that's your form of protest?
And, you know, especially something with the Marcus Group. The Marcus Group does a lot. They give a lot of money away. They're a big part of the Milwaukee community.
For sure.
And so does that count for anything? Or is it just because of this one thing that you're now, you know, at least according to this Reddit thread, people are saying, you know, jumping on the bandwagon as far as, like, I hate that company. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Well.
do that sound once more. Oh, thank you. I love that.
I sound like a Muppet. We would love to hear from you on this topic and your thoughts on more, you know, specifically maybe the Moms for Liberty and them hosting their events in Milwaukee this coming week over the next year. But more generally, knowing that this is coming ahead of us in a year from now when the RNC comes to Milwaukee, what responsibility and discretion should businesses be using when it comes to who they let rent out their space? 844-967-2789.
And don't forget, it is National Joke Day.
Yes.
So if you have a joke, you can text it in. You can call it in. 844-967-2789.
We'll come back with a joke, either mine or a caller's. So if you got one, call now. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 61. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Broadcast. The Shaw.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to that subject. Pick up on what Mark from the SAC was saying. The fact of the matter is, the fake electors in this state have got to be prosecuted. Governor Evers has called for it. Number two, both Fannie Willis and the Attorney General in Michigan have provided invaluable support for Jack Smith. There's a feeling out there that, well, maybe if we don't prosecute these people in Wisconsin, they will like us, they'll see the error of their ways, they won't do it again, and they may vote for somebody in an upcoming election. That is absolutely absurd. If they are not prosecuted, you'll see more Gabelmans, more Spindells, more Vosses, more Ron Johnsons. And this time what they're going to do is they'll use the Wisconsin Election Commission to try to stop students from voting in Madison and Milwaukee and decrease the statewide total for 4%, which is all they think they need to take the state. They will not like you. They will not vote for you. They will look on you as a shill, a patsy, a palooka. Indict them. Fighting Bob La Follette would have done that. If Pat Lucey had been a lawyer, which he was not, he would have done it also. Tell you a couple of other things. Trump immediately puts out, he retweets a social media post on Tanya Chutkan, the judge in Washington, and it calls her a, quote, an Obama left-wing activist, openly admitted she's running an election interference against Trump. Now, that's false, but this is the judge. He's attacking the judge. He attacked a witness, Jeff Duncan, former lieutenant governor in Georgia. He's attacked the prosecutor and his wife in Washington. Of course, he's attacked the judge, his wife, daughter, and the prosecutor and his wife in New York. He keeps shooting his mouth off. And one of the things that concerns me is that the way this is being treated in the media and it's being treated professionally by judges and prosecutors is to essentially not say too much and, yeah, well, he's doing this. Somebody has to say he's a Russian spy. He's a bully. He grabs women between the legs without even knowing them. He's a thief. He's a fraud. He's been blackmailed and he's been bribed by our enemies. He came out, just announced this. He does this right on truth. He goes, on Monday, i.e., this coming Monday, there will be a large and complete and irrefutable, and the word irrefutable is all caps, report. And it will provide It's almost done, and it'll provide conclusive, and that's all in caps, conclusive report, and all charges against me will be exonerated, also in caps. This guy is crazy. And by the way, those of you who attack Joe Biden, this character is only 3.5 years younger than Joe Biden. He may not have all his marbles. I do not, when I hear him speak, I don't think he has all his marbles. He sounds like early dementia to me. What he is doing and what the rest of the Republican Party is doing is what recently has been called political technology. It's a Russian thing. And they perfected it in communist societies, even that now claim that they're not communists anymore. And there's a you've heard of the big lie, the Nazi big lie. You say it enough, everybody will believe it. Well, this is a series of big lies and relentless lies on everything. So Trump has said so often that the election was stolen. There are people who will say that in polls, anything he says, and it's not being sufficiently refuted. The response has been very gentlemanly and ladylike. Well, there is no evidence of event-changing fraud. Well, what does that mean? How about he's lying? The hippopotamus is lying. He's a Russian spy. That's got to be injected into all this. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
I'm late on the show, but you're touching on something you talked previously about and with Trump's behavior. First of all, I think when you're a habitual liar and you are never called on it through your entire life and then you finally paint yourself in this corner, it will drive you to your own mental illness. But when we talk about law and when we talk about precedent, I want to see precedent used. And how I want to see it used is I want him to be thrown in jail for violating the rules laid out by the judge. Somebody needs to put a stake in the ground and say enough. I know there's the political tactics to this, but again, I'm going to say precedent. When you set precedent, and you can disagree with me, but it sets a point where others know that if they go that far, there'll be others that will end up like him. And I think failure to put him in jail for violating what he's done simply, again, empowers him to have control of the situation.
That's a very, very good point. And let me throw out one other thing apropos of that. It is possible, let me give you a hypothetical. Trump refuses to turn himself in Georgia by the 25th, which is the deadline, because he doesn't want a mugshot taken. Okay, let's just suppose he does that. Then a bench warrant goes out. Then police forces around the country are told that. A couple of cops in Iowa or New Hampshire go up to him, and he's surrounded by 8 Secret Service agents. And they say, no, you can't arrest him. What can happen is that Joe Biden can send in the army and arrest him. The question, Kurt, and you have a very, very, very good analysis of it, is how do you skillfully, from a chess point of view, work with somebody who's a criminal, who's a Russian spy, who is absolutely immoral, and who keeps thumbing his nose? And that is what I think they're working through. But excellent call. Thank you. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. 110 people are now confirmed dead in the Maui wildfire. Search and rescue efforts are still underway. CBS's Jeff Newman.
At least 40 cadaver dogs are going block to block looking for hundreds unaccounted for. Among the first victims identified, 79-year-old Buddy Jantok, a well-known local musician who died when fire swept through his retirement home.
Despite police seizing computers, cell phones, and more from a Marion County, Kansas newspaper office, leaving staff empty-handed, the paper did make it to print. Emily Bradbury with the Kansas Press Association.
They've been working hard nonstop for the last 4 days on getting this paper out.
The latest on getting Hollywood writers back to work. Mad Men creator Matthew Weiner was on the picket line in L.A.
I'm optimistic that as this moves in, that it will get a little quieter so that we can go back to work, because they really need to save face at this point.
The writers have been striking for more than 100 days. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really
and
palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me switch topics. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. How many times have I said that? Let me tell you what we're facing right now. It does not even have to rely on the six tarantulas to do it. September 30th is the deadline for spending to run out. Our budget ends on September 30th. Starting October 1st, and that's coming up real quick, what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Starting October 1st, we better have a new budget. Here are the facts. There are 12 bills needed to fund the government in various departments. So far, Congress has passed one of them. The other 11 aren't close to being passed. And the Congress just went on vacation till September 12th. You know, nice work. Just walk out and you can come back with 18 days to go to pass 12 bills in this Congress. Here is the reality. The Republicans have a 5-vote margin. With a 5-vote margin, if they have their MAGA group, their Freedom Caucus group, essentially put up a veto block, it's going to require Democratic votes to pass. And the Democrats will put up with some votes. However, there are, depending on how you count them, 30 to 70 Republicans who won't pass anything. There are about 30 of them who want to shut down the government to prove a point. What point? They don't say. They want Biden to reverse the debt deal. They want Biden to, quote, cooperate in the investigation of Biden himself, end quote. Or they will not vote to fund our government. You must understand that. There is a thing called a discharge petition. Chicken Kevin McCarthy will pander to the Freedom Caucus. Chicken Kevin McCarthy, but a majority of the Congress, 218 votes, could have a budget out to the rest of the Congress anyway. The Democrats only have about 213 votes. They need 5 Republicans, maybe 6 to be sure. There are not 5 or 6 Republicans in this Congress, apparently, who are loyal to the United States, who will step in and not let the government be shut down. Now, what's going to happen if we don't have a budget by the 30, and we're not. There's a thing called a continuing resolution. The continuing resolution is just a vote. They go, all right, let's keep it going at present levels, and then we'll work on it some more. Once in the past, the Republicans, they shut the government down, by the way, several times. It cost us billions of dollars. Their shenanigans over the debt deal. We were lowered in our bond rating by Fitch. It cost us billions of dollars. But in the past, one time, they had 21 continuing resolutions. They'd pass them for about 2 weeks. Then you needed a new one. 30 of these Republicans won't vote to pass a continuing resolution. Then the question is, under the debt deal, the agreement was that if we couldn't get somewhere, we would go back to 2022 levels, which represents a 1% cut. But my read of it, we'll see how it works out, is that that still has to be passed by the Congress again. And we have about 30 of them who want to force Biden to rescind the debt deal. So stand by. I'm going to go to the lines right now. We're going to talk about this some more. You have a handful of people who are betraying the United States without any clear objective. They're not even saying it's about abortion or anything else. They just want to, quote, make a point, a sick point. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Jack.
Yeah, what this whole thing is all about, Tuberville and also the budget thing, in my opinion, is ever since 1981, I think it was, that in his inaugural speech, Reagan said, the government isn't the answer, the government is the problem. And then later on, somebody said, let's make the government so small that you can drown it in a bathtub. The whole purpose and the point of this for the Republican Party is to damage the government and the economy as much as possible and then say, oh, but the Democrats were in charge. It's all the Democrats' fault. And Tuberville is going to look at, you know, point at Biden, for example, and he's going to say, well, the commander-in-chief can't even keep our forces straight. He can't even keep the top generals in their offices. These guys are after one thing and one thing only, and that's power, and they don't care how much they damage their constituents, the country, our government about it. Their only thing is to get power, because the only thing that they have right now to appeal to anybody is this idea that, trickle-down economics, we need to give more trillions away to billionaires and the big businesses. And that's really what their platform is. Other than that, like I said, all I want to do is damage the government, damage the economy, and say, oh, Democrats were in charge. You and I both know that's not the case. Between the majority of gerrymandered Republicans in the House and the almost monarchical ability of senators to do stuff like what Tuberville is doing, the Democrats aren't in charge. We need a stronger majority of Democrats for that to realistically be the case. So that's the end of my rant for today.
No, excellent call. I do agree with you. And let me build on it a little bit based on what you just said about Tommy Tuberville. There was a development yesterday. The chief of naval operations, the head admiral, has retired. He retired. Now we have three branches of our armed forces who don't have a Senate-confirmed head. The Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps. What's left? Well, the Air Force and the Coast Guard. Tommy Tuberville is a white supremacist, Confederate sympathizer from Alabama. He was asked about white supremacy. He said, a white supremacist is simply an American. A white supremacist is simply a Trump supporter. Now, why is he permitted to deny the Army, the Navy, and in this case, the Marines, to have a commanding general or admiral? Why is he permitted to do that? The Constitution doesn't say it. The Senate says it, because the Senate is the most exclusive club in the world, and one of the emblems of their exclusivity is that any one of them can shut the government down, and they won't question each other. The Republican Party is behind Tuberville because they want to, they think, embarrass Joe Biden. Well, how about our allies? How about Ukraine? How about Japan and South Korea, Vietnam and the Philippines? How about Latvia, Poland, Estonia, Lithuania? How about Romania? How about NATO? Tommy Tuberville's sympathy is not with America. Tommy Tuberville's sympathy is with a cause that was lost in 1865 and his race. That's where his sympathies are. Because under the Senate rule, he could say, all right, you want a new head of the Army? I want 3 weeks of debate. This is by Senate rule, not by the Constitution. Drop everything else. And of course, you can't do that. And it's not just he. Rand Paul has put a hold on State Department ambassador appointments. So he put a hold on the ambassador to Niger, N-I-G-E-R. Why do you care about that? Because Niger had a coup in which pro-Islamic, pro-ISIS, pro-Russian forces arrested the prime minister, and they're now going to try him for treason. And the prime minister is pro-Western, pro-American. And the Biden administration said, look, Senator Paul, we need an ambassador over there. We think that ambassador could convey some messages. And he said no. Now, when they asked him why, he said, because the administration didn't provide me with data on COVID restrictions. And they came back and they said, yes, they did. Here it is. And he said, well, it wasn't clear that I could then publicize it. They said, there's no restriction on your publicizing. Go ahead. Then he withdrew his holds on the ambassador to Niger, but it was too late. The prime minister had been arrested the day before. These people are traitors to the United States. These people are not Americans. They should not be treated as Americans. The Republican Party is not loyal to the United States. The Republican Party should not be treated as Americans. Do I mean every Republican? No. I don't mean Liz Cheney. I don't mean Adam Kinzinger. I don't mean the many Republicans who stood up to Trump in the events that led up to Trump's indictment. Many, many of them. People in the Justice Department where he said, we're all Republicans at the higher levels that he'd appointed. And he said, you've got to say publicly there was fraud. They said, Mr. President, we can't do that. There are a lot of good ones. The Republican Party is going through a death struggle right now. But what kills me is the Senate out of vanity. Jack Meramec said it's monarchical. That's a good way to put it. Out of vanity, the Republicans are all behind Tuberville, and the Democrats are afraid to say anything because they don't want their vanity offended and their pride offended. They all virtue signal on social issues. They'll virtue signal on LGBT issues. They'll virtue signal on abortion. They'll virtue signal on all of that. But if you say to any Democratic senator, I understand your Republican colleagues are sympathetic, many of them, to Putin and are betraying the United States, could you issue a press release saying that we want to get rid of this one guy can block everything? And they'll say, well, I put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio that we support the flag and our troops. And you say, well, that's very nice, except let me tell you a good way to support the troops. And that is to have an admiral in charge of our Navy and a general in charge of our Army and a general in charge of our Marine Corps. Because contrary to all the BS you hear from a lot of you folks in both sides of the Senate, enlisted men like their officers. Enlisted men want leadership. Enlisted men and women want leadership. You are decapitating our military by letting a white supremacist Confederate sympathizer who never served in the military bar admirals and generals. And they'll say, we put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio to support the flag and to support our people in the military. And you'll say, but they don't have admirals and they don't have generals. And the response will be, we put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio to support the flag and our military personnel. I can't begin to tell you how unconstitutional the Senate is acting by permitting one guy. And remember, all one guy has to do is be bribed by Russia or Saudi Arabia. Kevin McCarthy said there are two people who are being paid by Russia. Remember, Kevin McCarthy said this, Trump and Rohrabacher of California. It only takes one with money in a bank account you don't see. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 74. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 52. Mid-70s Friday. Mid-80s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt, I saw an interesting story. I didn't know if you knew anything about this, but there was a guy named McGonagall from the FBI. He pled guilty to money laundering or something and had ties to the Russians and was supposed to be investigating him, but instead had been laundering money or something. And I thought he had something to do with the James Comey debacle. You remember anything about that?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Steve, because it's a disgusting episode. And this has just come to light. There's a fellow named McGonagall with the FBI, and he was very highly placed. And he had they put a lot of trust in him. And one of his roles was to basically handle counterintelligence with the Ruskies. It turns out he was a spy. He's a bad guy. He just pled guilty. And the thing that kills me is they let him off for the 5-year term. They should have put him in for life. He betrayed the United States. Now, the way he handled that information, when he had information on Russian collusion, he just smothered it. He didn't turn it over. He didn't turn it over to Mueller or Comey or anybody else. And one of the things that has always puzzled me is why Mueller didn't investigate money going to Trump from Russia. Now, part of it is that I don't particularly like Mueller. He's a Republican, and he wasn't trying very hard, in my opinion, because he said, I wasn't told to investigate money. Well, let me tell you something, Jack. The first thing any idiot in investigation school gets is follow the money, okay? Number one, you were told to investigate Russian collusion. And you don't investigate the money. Well, in this particular case, it looks like, and I'm not the only one saying this, and Steve is not the only one saying this, McGonagall hid that information. And there's another guy with a Russian name, who had interfered as well. This is, of course, under Trump, protecting Trump, but McGonagall took money, and he's only going to get 5 years. That was announced today. That was a plea bargain. That is absolutely ridiculous. He should get life in prison for that kind of treachery. I want to talk quickly about Ukraine, some developments, and I'll get it to you real quick. Putin has now started equipping his own National Guard with tanks. And the only reason to do that is the National Guard is in Moscow and St. Petersburg, is to put down insurrections. He's afraid of insurrections. He is stopping foreign currency purchases. He's going to a digital ruble. What does that mean? The ruble just fell to below a penny. Right now, it was got up to 100 rubles to the dollar. Now it's a little over. It is thought, and I think this is true, as this continues, that he is going to, this will drag him down, if nothing else. There is going to be inflation and scarce goods, and people over there aren't going to put up with it. Tuberville, by the way, we've talked about Tuberville. One reason why he may be holding up admirals and generals is because he put out a statement attacking Ukraine and saying that we should not be giving them any resources and that Russia's takeover is inevitable. The Russian people are growing restive. You know the Wagner soldiers, the one under Prigozhin, who came back and they had the momentary coup? Some of them came back. They were stoned to death after the return to Russia in some smaller cities they went back to. That's unbelievable. These are Wagner soldiers who were stoned to death by locals. The final thing I want to say before I take another quick call or two here, the final thing I want to say, Germany has now started, in my view, to betray its NATO obligations. Some clown, they did two things. They said they would not send long-term long-range missiles to Ukraine unless they could be pre-programmed so that they couldn't strike Russia. Well, how do you do that? Ukraine is the size of Texas. They absolutely are going to strike Crimea. And if they're close to the Russian border, you can't guarantee where they're going to hit. We should be giving them ourselves. We should be giving them ourselves the 190-mile HIMARS. That bridge connecting Crimea to the Russian mainland should be constantly under attack. It should be unusable. Russians, wherever they are, should be killed. They are a genocidal, sadistic invasion force. This is not a war. It's continually referred to as a war. It is not a war. This is a genocidal, sadistic invasion. One of the problems, a top NATO official apparently said today at Germany's insistence that, well, you know, maybe we'll have a peace agreement if Ukraine turns over some land to Russia. Immediately, that emboldened the Russians. Medvedev, the clown who should be executed himself for being a war criminal, said, well, one of the things we want is Kyiv itself, the capital of Ukraine. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You cannot negotiate with Putin or Stalin. These are evil men, sadistic, genocidal perverts. They should be killed. You don't want a nuclear war. I get it. I don't want a nuclear war. Who wants a nuclear war? Biden has handled this magnificently. Biden has taken the lead in NATO, strengthening NATO, bringing Finland in, about to bring Sweden in. The Ruskies would have been in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Romania if it hadn't been for Biden saying, if you set foot on 1 inch of NATO territory, you are a toasted enchilada. And Putin backed down. But you have to look at Germany's history. Germany in the Second World War, the Nazis invaded Russia. They invaded Ukraine. They killed millions of people in Ukraine alone. Millions in Russia. Stalin murdered another 20 or more million. It's a murderer's row over there. Russia, Germany's very afraid that Russia may harbor hard feelings. You think? Even France is afraid that Russia will harbor hard feelings because of Napoleon's invasion in the early 19th century. These people have got to get with the program of NATO. Biden's done a great job. Republican traitors like Tuberville are stabbing us in the back. The Republican Party is stabbing us in the back. And I'm very tired of it. Very glad that Joe Biden is the president. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for a great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the to Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.